It's almost been 2 months since I last saw you all.
今天又能够来到你们的中间，我们大家能够面对面。
Today we come together again and see each other face to face.
感谢主。
Praise the Lord for this.
我想今天我的题目还是末世最最重要的信息，就是得胜者。
The topic for today is the most important message in the end times. That is the overcomer.
这是第六讲。
And this is my sixth sharing.
没有开始以前，我们还是一点祷告。
Shall we bow and pray before we start off?
亲爱的主，这是主日。
Dear Lord, this is the Lord's Day.
这是你得胜的日子。
This is your victorious day.
感谢主，你已经从死里复活。
Thank you that you have been raised from the dead.
你是做死，已经败坏了那掌死权的魔鬼。
Through death, you have destroyed the one who has the power of death.
你释放了我们这一生因怕死安危奴仆的人。
You have released all of us who for fear of death.
主，你开了我们的眼睛，
we are bondage of
sin, 把我们从黑暗归向光明。
You have opened our eyes, turned us from darkness to light.
从撒旦的权势底下归向我们的神。
From the power of Satan to our God.
我们敬拜你，我们赞美你。
We worship you, we thank you.
唯有你是圣的。
You alone are holy.
没有能够与你相比的。
No one can come to your equal.
也没有磐石像你的。
And there is no rock like you.
我们清晨的早晨，我们要向耶和华歌唱。
This early morning, we will sing to the Lord.
向我们拯救的磐石欢呼。
Shout joyfully to the God of our salvation.
我们要感谢他。
We will be thankful to him.
用诗歌向他欢呼。
And we will shout joyfully with songs.
主，你是万神之神，万主之主，万王之王。
Lord, you are the King of Kings, Lord of Lords, and God of Gods.
你也是创造万有的主宰。
You're also the Creator who made all things.
来啊，我们都要屈身下拜，在造我们的耶和华的面前，在我们的磐石的面前，我们都应当跪下。
Let us all come.And worship Him and kneel before the Lord our Maker.
在这个主日，愿我们的主在我们的中间喜乐得着荣耀。
May the Lord be in our midst on this Sunday morning, be joyful and be glorified.
我们把余下的时间都交托你。
We commit the following time to you.
你在我们中间掌权，你在我们中间居首位。
Lord, reign among us and have the preeminence in our midst.
求你用你得胜的宝血，再次的涂抹你的仆人，涂抹我们的翻译，也涂抹在座的每一位。
Anoint your servant, your translator, and everyone in our midst with your victorious blood.
弟兄胜过他，是靠着羔羊的宝血。
Brethren overcame him through the blood of the Lamb.
不让我们的仇敌撒旦在我们中间有任何的干扰。
Do not let Satan, our enemy, have any disturbance among us.
主啊，你的仆人实在是需要你的能力，你的恩典。
Lord, your servant does need your power and your grace.
主，感谢你，我们瓦器的里面有宝贝，这个能力是出于神的，不是出于我们的。
Lord, we thank you that there is this treasure in the earthen vessels that the excellence of power is of God, not of man.
主啊，愿你这个能力膏你的仆人，膏我们翻译的。
Lord, may you anoint your servant and the translator with this power.
但愿他所讲的话每一句都是出于你的，只有出于你的话带着能力，出于你的话不会突然反悔。
That every word from his mouth is from you. Only word that's from you is with power will not return in vain.
只有出于你的话能够造就我们，能够勉励我们，能够提醒我们，能够警戒我们。
Only the words from you is able to edify us, to warn us and also to build us up.
主啊，讲的听的都需要你活泼的话，有果效的话。
Lord, the speaking and the hearing, we both need your living word, effective word.
我们再次感谢我们拯救的磐石。
Once again, we give thanks to the rock of our salvation.
主啊
，Lord,
雀鸟这样展开它的翅膀，保护它的小鸟。
As birds fly about, spreading their wings to protect the young ones.
万军的耶和华今天也照样的保护、拯救你的儿女。
Today, the Lord of hosts continue to protect, to deliver your people.
感谢主，我们的拯救，我们的荣耀都在乎你。
Thank the Lord that our salvation and our glory rest upon you.
我们力量的磐石，我们的避难所也都在乎你。
The rock of strength and our refuge are also in you.
荣耀都归给我们的主。
May all the glory be unto our Lord.
但愿你的恩惠、平安从父神和主耶稣基督多多的归给我们。
May your grace and peace from God the Father be multiplied to us all.
也但愿荣耀、权柄都归给我们这一位独一的神。
And also glory and dominion be unto the only God.
我们等候仰望。
We wait for you and hope in you.
都在乎你。因为我们同在。
Be with us.
祷告祈求。是耶稣基督宝贝的名。
We pray and ask in Lord Jesus' precious name.
Amen. 好，弟兄姊妹，我们来读几处圣经。
Now, brothers and sisters, let's read a few passages.
第一处诗篇五十一篇。
Psalm 51.
我们都知道这是大卫的诗篇。
We know this is written by David.
请姊妹给我们念第八节到第十二节，还有十七节。
We will read from verse 8 to 12 and also verse 17. Psalm 51, verse 8. May me hear joy and gladness, that the bones you have broken may rejoice. Hide your face from my sins and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me.Restore to me the joy of your salvation and uphold me by your generous spirit. Verse 17. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart. These, O God, you will not despise.
弟兄姊妹，我们也知道这篇诗篇是大卫犯了大罪，他在一年的中间他隐藏他的罪，现在呢，他就用这一篇诗篇讲到描述他在这一年中间他里面的那一种痛苦，实在是难以形容的。
Brothers and sisters, we know that David wrote this psalm after he had committed this grave sin, and it's about over a year that David continued to live in anguish because he hid the sin from God.
弟兄姊妹，我们知道大卫没有犯罪以前是一个非常欢喜乐的一个人。
And his anguish is simply indescribable because before he sinned, he was a very joyful person.
若是你去看诗篇第十六篇，十六篇那一段话就是大卫写的。
If you read Psalm 16, also written by David.
我们看第五节，他怎么讲的？他说，耶和华，你是我的产业，是我杯中的份。什么叫杯中的份？就是喜乐嘛，对吧？你喝酒，哎呀，叫你的心情能够愉快的。他说，耶和华就是我的产业，就是我杯中的份。
Verse 5, O Lord, you are the portion of my inheritance and my cup. It's like he's drinking a cup of wine, which makes him very joyful.
到了第八节到第九节，他怎么讲的？我常把耶和华摆在我的右边，他在我的旁边，所以呢，他我不至于动摇。我的心欢喜，我的灵快乐，我的肉身居住在指望的里面。哎呀，你看大卫，因着看见神的面。哎呀，他喜乐得不得了，心也欢喜，灵也快乐。
And here we continue to read verse 8. I have set the Lord always before me, because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Therefore my heart is glad, and my glory rejoices, and my flesh also will rest in hope. Here David says that he sees the face of God, so his joy is simply beyond measure.
到了第十一节，他说：“只有在你的面前，我才有欢喜快乐；只有在你的面前，见到了你的面，我里面才会这样的欢喜快乐。”
And also verse 11 tells us that in your presence is fullness of joy; at your right hand are pleasures forevermore. Only in the presence of God, David enjoys all this pleasure and all this joy.
但是现在呢
But what about now?
现在他在黑暗的里面
Now he is in darkness.
他见不到神的面，因为他的犯罪。
He does not see the face of God because he has sinned.
我记得约翰一书第二章第十一节，在那里怎么讲的？他说恨弟兄的，就是在黑暗的里面，并且在黑暗里面的行走在黑暗的里面，为什么？因为黑暗叫他不知道他往哪里去，黑暗叫他眼睛瞎到了。我想大卫就是在这种光景的里面，他是个瞎眼的，他不知道往哪里去，看不见到光。你看看一个人在这种光景的里面，痛苦不痛苦？
And just as 1 John 1:12 tells us that he who hates his brother is a murderer, and this person is in darkness and walks in darkness, and he does not know where he's going because he is blinded. So David's condition at this time is just like this person, and his anguish, his pain is so unbearable.
本来他是天天欢喜快乐的，现在这是喜乐欢乐。都没有了，所以第八节他说
Originally he is glad, rejoices every day, but now it's all gone. That's why Psalm 51:8 tells us
并且他的痛苦像什么痛苦啊？像压伤的骨头一样。弟兄姊妹，一个人最痛苦的时候就是你的骨头啊被压断了，压伤了，这是一个最疼痛的一个时刻。大卫就是在这样的痛苦的光景的里面。
And also David tells us what a painful condition he is in. When a person hurts most, it's when this person's bones are broken or crushed. And here David says the same thing.
他因着犯罪没有办法见到神的面，他因着犯罪，他只能够在黑暗的里面，没有办法与神有交通。他与神完全的隔绝了，这叫咒诅，这叫地狱，这叫火湖。
And because of his sin, he is severed from the presence of God, so he is in darkness, and this is called hell, this is called lake of fire and brimstone, and this is called curse.
保罗曾经在罗马书第九章，他怎么讲的？他说：“为着我的骨肉之亲。”为着以色列人，因为他们没有悔改，不相信弥赛亚耶稣基督就是他们的救主，所以保罗非常的伤痛，为着他们，保罗怎么讲？我宁愿受咒诅，与基督隔绝，我都愿意。这叫咒诅，与主耶稣基督与神完全的隔离，没有光。
When we speak of this curse, it's a total separation from Christ without life, just as Paul in Romans chapter 9 tells us that for the sake of his countrymen, because they did not believe in Jesus Christ, he would rather be separated from Christ and being accursed.
第十二节说，求你使我认得救恩的快乐。弟兄姊妹，今天我们得到这个救恩，得到这个福音，最大的恩典祝福，就是我们有了平安，我们有了喜乐。
Brothers and sisters, after we have received this salvation, the greatest blessing and grace that we have received is that we now have peace and joy.
所以主耶稣复活以后，向那些玛利亚显现的时候，第一句话，愿你们平安。这个平安原文里面就是 hail， 这个 hail 的原文意思就是快乐，愿你们喜乐。
So when the Lord rose from the dead, the first thing he said to his disciples is, peace be with you all. And in its original language is hail, which means peace and joy.
这是主耶稣复活给我们人类第一个礼物，最宝贵的礼物。若是你去看约翰福音二十章，我想今天没有时间讲这些，平安，愿你们
Now, the blessing that the Lord Jesus Christ gave us after he rose from the dead, just as written in John 21 today, I don't have time to go into it. The Lord says, peace be with you all.
现在大卫完全失去了救恩的快乐。
Now, David has totally lost this joy of salvation.
感谢主。他最后完全悔改，因为拿单先知来到他的面前，很技巧的指证他所犯的罪。圣灵在这个时候开了他心里的眼睛。第十七节，我们看见忧伤的灵、悔改的心，神必不轻看。他完全真的。
We know that in the end David repented because the prophet Nathan came to him, pointed out his wrongs and sins very skillfully, and God has opened up his heart. And then here in verse 17 we read that a broken and contrite heart God you will not despise, so that we know that David has truly repented of his sins.
你怎么知道大卫真正的悔改了呢？
How do you know David truly repented of his sins?
第二处就是列王记上第一章第一节到第四节。
We can find this out in 2 Kings chapter 1 verses 1 to 4.
那时候大卫王年纪已经老迈了，大概有七八十岁了。他睡觉不觉得暖和的，特别是冬天了。那时候没有热气嘛，对不对？结果他底下的这些臣子啊，就建议招那一些童女，非常美丽的童女，晚上呢就陪伴他，睡在他的怀里。
At this time, David was old, probably in his 70s or 80s, and because of his old age, especially during winter time, he cannot keep warm.So his people suggested that let's find a virgin, a beautiful one. Let her serve you and care for you to keep you warm.
找到了一个童女叫亚比莎，哎呀，是非常美的一个童女，就是没有结过，没有亲近过男的。
And they found Abishag, who was a virgin, who had never known man.
年纪又轻，又美丽，又美丽，又美貌。
She was young and beautiful.
但是大卫最后的时间没有亲近她，这叫真的悔改了。
But verse 4 tells us that David did not know her, so we know that David has truly repented.
我们知道他犯的罪就是偷八十八嘛，就是乌利亚的妻嘛。我想他已经是结过婚的，有夫之妇，对不对？年纪一定不小了，最少也有四十多岁了。他竟然同他发生了淫乱的关系， 现在呢，这样一个美貌的一个童女，十几岁的，她竟然没有亲近他，这个说明大卫真的悔改了。
We know that David committed this grave sin to, he committed adultery with Bathsheba, and at that time Bathsheba probably was in her 40s. But even at that time, he committed this grave sin with her. And now, in 2 Kings, with this young virgin so beautiful, David did not know her, did not touch her.
我们都知道大卫是最精的，耶和华是他拯救磐石的一个门徒，一个旧约的门徒。
And so we know David truly repented. And also we know that David is the person who experienced God mostly among all of God's people.
他在十五年中间不知道经历多少的风暴，经历了多少的艰难困苦攻击。
Among his 15 years of life experience, we cannot even tell how many storms of life, how many attacks, and how many wars he had been through.
就是在撒母耳告他做王，一直到，因为那时候扫罗还在做王嘛，一直到扫罗死了，他真正的登上了宝座，十五年的时间，你去看看他所经历的。
Now, we know when Samuel anointed David, at that time, Saul was the king. So, from that time on until Saul died, it's about 15 years. If you read the Bible, you can see what are David's experiences.
感谢神，虽然他跌得粉身碎骨，对不对？他犯了这个淫乱的罪，最后他又更强了起来，他又得胜了。
Now, David committed this horrible sin. It's like a person being broken to pieces. Yet, in the end, he rose again, he overcame.
因着这一块拯救的磐石。
And this is all because of this rock of his salvation.
所以你去看《使徒行传》13章，大概是37节吧。在那里，耶和华神对大卫的评价，哎呀，perfect。完全非常的美好。
So if you read Acts 13, I think it's verse 37, that when you read about God's assessment of David, it's perfect, it's wonderful.
他说大卫在世的时候按着神的旨意服侍了他那一代的人，他就睡了。哎呀，这个评语好不好？
The verse tells us that David served his generation by God's will, and then he fell asleep. Isn't this a wonderful assessment of David?
好，我们再来念一段。
Now we will read another play, a reference here.
使徒行传
Acts
26章
26
使徒行传26章
Acts 26,
我们看16节
Verse
16 16节到19节，还是请你念嘛，我们节约一点时间。
To save time, we just read the English scripture, verse 16 to 19. But rise and stand on your feet, for I have appeared to you for this purpose, to make you a minister and a witness both of the things which you have seen and of the things which I will yet reveal to you. I will deliver you from the Jewish people as well as from the Gentiles to whom I now send you, to open their eyes in order to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and an inheritance among those who are sanctified by faith in me.
我们也知道旧约是大卫所经历的那一种打击、痛苦、艰难是最多的。新约呢，主的门徒那就是保罗，他所经历的大风大浪暴雨不知道多少次。
We know that in Old Testament, David is the one who experienced most of the attacks, blows, and dangers and storms of life. And in New Testament, we find a figure that is Paul, who is the one who experienced most of the perils and storms paths of his life.
大卫是十五年中间，保罗呢，二十二年中间，对不对？他一共蒙恩得救以后，我们知道一共三十三年嘛。这个前面十一年放在病上，他以后的那个是两个十一年。哎呀，你看他所经历的，特别是最后的几年。
Now Paul, after he is saved, we know there is He experienced 33 years in the Lord. So if we put aside the first 11 years, then look at the last two 11 years, that's the, his 22 years of life, we see how much anguish, how much attack, all the things that he has experienced. And in New Testament, he is the one who's experienced it all.
你去看哥林多前书，哥林多后书。前书最少有两章，后书最少有三章，就是讲到保罗他所经历的那一些苦难、患难、打击。
If you read First Corinthians and Second Corinthians, First Corinthians has two chapters. Second Corinthians has three chapters. They record all the affliction, hardship, and pain that Paul had experienced.
大卫都平安的。经历过了，保罗也是都平平安安的，都经历了。
Just like David, Paul also come through it all safely.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们唱的诗歌也好，弟兄姊妹念的诗篇也好，你都知道我今天主题是讲的拯救的磐石嘛。弟兄姊妹，这个同牧师最最重要的信息是非常非常有关系的。弟兄姊妹，假如我们的神、我们的主不是我们拯救的磐石，你我怎么能够成为一个得胜者？简直是一个口号而已。
Brothers and sisters, from the hymn we sang, from the references we just read, we know that the Lord, who is the rock of our salvation, is so crucially related to the most important message of the end time, that is, to be overcomers. If we do not know who He is as our rock of salvation, this thing of being overcomers is simply a slogan.
正像我曾经同弟兄姊妹交通过诗篇一百三十三篇，看哪，弟兄和睦同居，何等的善。何等的美！我也特别强调，弟兄姊妹要记得那个最重要的133篇的第三节，就像黑门的甘露降在锡安山，在那里有耶和华命定的福，就是永远的生命。这一段最重要的。
Just as shared with you before, behold, how pleasant, how good it is for brethren to dwell together in unity, and also mention that verse 3 is the most important, the key to this all. It is like the dew of Hermon descending upon the Mount of Zion, for there the Lord commanded the blessing lie forevermore.
西安就是基督，我们的神掌权的地方，做王的地方嘛，对不对？假如今天是我们的主不在教会中间掌权做王，怎么可能有这样一个美好的景象？弟兄姊妹像一家的人一样相亲相爱，没有一点距离，没有一点间隔呢？这是不可能的，也是一个口号而已。
Zion is where Christ reigns and rules. If Christ does not reign in the church, it's impossible. It will be simply aempty slogan to say that the church is the house of God where people dwell together in harmony and like a family, no distance, no schism, and love each other dearly and affectionately. Without Christ being having the dominion in the church, this is simply a slogan as well.
弟兄姊妹记得创世纪的一打开第一章第一节，弟兄姊妹你要记得约翰福音第一章第一节，你一打开讲什么 in the beginning。
When you open your Bible either to Genesis 1:1 or to John 1:1, brother and sister, what do you read? In the beginning.
一开始就是神在第一位，没有他就没有万有嘛，对不对？照样约翰福音是讲的什么？那个话 Rhema， 对不对？神的道，神的话。所以今天若不是神在我们中间掌权作王，不是他的话在我们中间有绝对的权威，这些美好的景象不可能出现。
So today, unless God's word has the preeminence among his churches, then the church will not have that beautiful thing as described in Psalm 133. Just as in the beginning God created the world, in the beginning, as John says, thatthe word, it is the word, God's Rhema. So God's word has to have its absolute dominion in the church.
把神放在第一位，把神的话放在第一位，这是美好的景象。
Place God and as well as his word in the first place, then this beautiful, wonderful thing of the church will show forth.
我们夫妻之间就能够有一个美好的婚姻。
Likewise, if we do so, couples will have a blessed marriage.
我们家庭父母同儿女也是一样，能够出现这样美好的景象。
Likewise, parents and children will also exhibit this wonderful thing.
这里使徒行传26章这段话，我想我就不多解释了。弟兄姊妹都看得懂。
So I will not explain further of this on Acts 26. I assume you all understand it.
他不但本来是这样逼迫教会的，他用全时间做什么？就是逼迫教会杀害信徒，哇，不得了。
Paul at that time before he was saved, was a full-time worker trying to persecute and kill all the saints.
现在在提摩太前书第一章他两次讲到，最终我是个罪魁，但是蒙了神的怜悯，他知道。
But as we read 1 Timothy twice, he says that I am a chief sinner. In the end, by the mercy of God, he was saved.
并且神现在给他这样一个地位，那就是做执事的地位，做神仆人的地位，来服侍这位神。哎呀，你看他蒙了何等大的恩典。
And now God has placed him in such a position that he is a minister, servant of God to serve God.
所以他最后他说，并且与一切成圣的人同得基业。哎呀，不得了，这个恩典。
And all the saints will have this grace to have an inheritance among all those who are saved.
今天神的救恩不但把我们从黑暗归向光明，不但把我们从撒旦的权势下归向神，并且他还要叫我们有一切成圣的人都能够得到基业。什么是基业？
So as the verse says that all of us who believed are delivered not only from darkness to light, not only from the power of Satan to God, but also all the saints will receive inheritance. And what is this inheritance?
若是你打开以弗所第一章第三节一直到第十四节，
If you open your Bible to Ephesians from chapter 1 verse 3 all the way through to 14,
里面讲到八个福。
There are eight blessings mentioned.
这个八个福就是天上各样属灵的福气，在基督里面都赐给了你，赐给了我。
All these blessings are given to you and me in Christ in the heavenly places.
希伯来书第二章说，你们若忽略了这么大的救恩， 怎么能够陶醉呢？什么叫这么大的救恩？就是在以弗所第一章第三节到第十四节，我们得到的八个到九个属天的那个福气。
We know, We know Hebrews 2 tells us, if we neglect so great a salvation, how can we escape? Then what is the author is trying to say? He's trying to point out all the blessings, 8 or 9 blessings pointed out in Ephesians.
第四个，天上所临的福气，就是以弗所第一章的，我们不从第七节看。我们简单的从第十节到十二节，十节，第十节到第十二节，那里讲什么？按着所安排的，在日期满足的时候，叫天上地下所有的万有都在基督里面同归于一。我们在基督里成了他的基业，他成了我们的基业，我们呢？也成了他的基业，都是按照他旨意所预定的，叫他荣耀能够在我们这些首先在基督耶稣里面的能够得到称赞。这就是第四个福。你看第十节一直到第十这一段经文。
Now we'll talk about the fourth blessing mentioned in Ephesians. That's basically from verse 10 and on, that in the dispensation of the fullness of the time, He will sum up all things in Christ, and also in Him we have received an inheritance. Or to put it another way, we have become God's inheritance, so that all of us who have first hoped in Christ shall be to the praise of the glory of God.
弟兄姊妹，这里保罗不但是讲到这个基业，他特别讲到神基督成为拯救的磐石，不但是现在的，当我们经过这大而可怕的旷野，我们看见他这样的拯救我们。不但如此，他从开始一直到末了，他就是我们拯救的磐石。正像他在哥林多后书第一章第九节第十节他所说的，我不靠自己，靠着那叫死人复活的神，他成就我们，成就我们他的极大的指望。现在还要拯救我们，我们指望他将来还要拯救我们。
When God says that He is the rock of our salvation, that does not mean that He is the rock of our salvation only in this present time, in this life. But from the beginning to the very end, He is the rock of our salvation. Just as Paul says in 2 Corinthians that Paul did not trust in himself, but simply trust in Him who raised him from the dead. And Paul is fully convinced that God saved Paul, and God does save Paul. And in the end, he has set his hope upon God, who will still save him.
叫我们成圣，叫我们称义，叫我们成圣，叫我们得荣耀。我曾同弟兄们交通过，我们每个得救的、重生的神的儿女，三个阶段。第一个阶段，我们出埃及。就是叫我们称义，对不对？第二个阶段，经过大而可怕的旷野，我们都磨成了神儿子的形象，这叫成圣。然后呢，我们有一天，我们要进到那个荣耀里去，得着基督做我们的产业，我们成为他的产业。过去的、现在的、将来的，临得救魂得救，身体有一天要得赎。
So Paul is telling us that this is the whole process, the three stages of our salvation, being justified, being sanctified, in the end being glorified. When we are first saved, it's just like Israelites are led out of Egypt, and then They went through the great and terrible wilderness. That's the time that God is sanctifying us. And toward the very end, we will all be led into glory. And that's the last stage, being glorified. So it's a total salvation of our spirit, soul, and body.
神是信实的, 我们原是被他好的, 被他所造, 好叫我们与他的儿子耶稣基督也同的得分, 一同有交通, 是不是哥林多前书第一章第九节?
1 Corinthians chapter 1, 9 tells us that God is faithful. He has called us into the fellowship of His Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹我再说,
so, brothers and sisters, so, brothers and sisters, let me reiterate it again. Today, for us to become overcomers, it's impossible, so, unless God is our rock of salvation.
感谢主, 不管我们怎么样, 跌跤跌得风声碎过, 就像我, 这个第五讲, 那就是我们, 七月份所讲到的那个彼得, 对不对? 彼得他不是, 我特别强调, 彼得不是磐石, 磐石是打不碎的, 石头呢还是会打碎的, 所以彼得曾经, 还要跌得风声碎过, 对不对?
We thank the Lord that no matter how we stumble, we fall, just as I mentioned in my fifth sharing, that even though we are broken into pieces, just like Peter, who is a stone, who is not the rock, because we know that a stone can be shattered, can be broken into pieces, but not the rock.
我曾经讲到这个Constantine就是罗马的王在主后三百年嘛他错戒误戒说彼得就是那一块磐石所以教会呢就是建造在彼得的身上对不对
Yet Peter rose again, and I also mentioned that Constantine misunderstood, misread the scripture. He thought Peter was the rock, and the church should be built upon Peter, this rock.
我也曾经用了很多的圣经证明只有一块磐石就是我们的主耶稣只有一块磐石就是耶和华神除此以外没有磐石
I also use many references to prove that there is only one rock, the only rock, that is Christ, that is the Lord our God. Apart from Him, there is no rock at all.
你去看诗篇第18篇, 大卫的诗篇,
If you read Psalm 18, David's Psalm,
大说耶和华, 我的力量啊, 我爱你, 你是我的山寨, 是我的岩石, 是我的神, 是我的救主, 是我的磐石, 是我所倚靠的。
Psalm 18, David wrote, I will love you, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer. My God, my rock, in whom I will take refuge. My shield, the horn of my salvation, my stronghold.
你是我的高台,你是我的山寨, 对不对?
You're my stronghold, you're my fortress.
31节,你看,怎么讲的大卫?
And again, read verse 31. What does David say here?
除了耶和华,谁是神呢? 除了我们的神,谁是磐石呢? 所以这里很清楚看见只有一块磐石,是真的磐石,就是我们的耶和华,是我们的主,其他都是假的。
Verse 31 tells us clearly, For who is God except the Lord? Who is a rock except our God? So the only rock is God, and the only rock is Christ. Anything else is false.
你去看马太福音16章, 十五节很清楚的,对不对?我们的主耶稣问门徒说,我是谁啊?结果彼得说,你是谁?你是神的儿子,你是基督。 是永生神的儿子。结果我们的主怎么说？西门拜愿啊，你是有福的，这不是说血气的指示你的，是天上的父启示给你的。你是彼得，我要说你是彼得，我要把教会建造在这一块磐石上面，就是基督永生神的儿子，很清楚，对不对？
Just as in Matthew 16 tells us clearly, as Jesus asked his disciples, and who do you say that I am? And Peter said, you are the Christ, the Son of God. And our Lord Jesus answered that, blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonas, for flesh and blood has not revealed to you, but my Father in heaven has revealed it to you, and I will build this church upon this rock, that Hades, the gates of the Hades will not overcome it. So we see it very clearly that our Lord Jesus Christ is the rock.
Roma Constantine, 他制定了那个教皇的制度，对不对？我们知道，他又说教会是建立在教皇的身上的，哇，不得了。难怪教皇的权柄不知道有多大，他说的话对的是对，错的也是对的，谁敢说他讲的不对？因为他是教皇，他的权柄不得了啊，对不对？
Now Constantine established this papacy and the head of the church is the Pope. So with such great power, nobody can sayand Paul says anything Paul, the Pope says is wrong. Whether he says it's right or wrong, it's all right. It's with this such tremendous power that the Pope holds in the church.
他曾经讲过，玛利亚就是主耶稣的母亲，是圣母玛利亚，所以他造了好多的偶像，每个人都要向玛利亚敬拜跪拜。为什么？当然玛利亚是主耶稣的母亲嘛，当然母亲比儿子要大嘛，所以他说我们都要向他拜，向他祷告。哎呀，你看看玛利亚自己讲了，第一个承认主耶稣是他救主的就是玛利亚。我的心真主伟大，我的灵一神我的救主为乐，对不对？这是在路加福音第一章大概是四十几节吧，46-48吧。
Constantine thought, since Mary is the mother of Jesus, mother is always greater than the son, so that all the people should worship bow down to Mary and call her the Immaculate Mary. But Mary herself is the very first person to admit that Lord Jesus is her Savior, her God. If we read Luke chapter 1, verses 46-48, there Mary said that, I magnify the Lord, my God, my spirit has rejoiced in him, and claiming herself to be the lowly maidservant of God, and God has regarded her.
她也知道她蒙了大福了，对不对？你要将来，你将要生一个儿子，你要起名给他起名说耶稣，这是天使报信给他的一个好消息嘛。
And also she understands that she is the greatly favored one because the angel told her she would give birth to a son, she called him Jesus. And this is a message from the angel.
他还怎么说的？他说，神啊，你眷顾我这样一个卑贱的使女啊。他承认自己是个卑贱的一个佣人呢，一个女佣人呢，对不对？怎么他说他是圣母玛利亚要向他跪拜的吗？你觉得奇怪吗？
Since she claimed herself to be the lowly maidservant of God, wouldn't that be strange that now you say she is the holy mother and you should bow and worship her?
万世的人都要称我为有福的。
All generations shall call me blessed.
哎呀， 教皇讲了多少不合乎真理的话，对不对？他又讲到什么买赎罪券，你们有没有听到过？罪可以用钱来买的，把它赎掉的，你看看。
We know that the Pope throughout the generations have said so many unreasonable things. They even mentioned that you could redeem your sins with indulgences.
彼得前书第一章十八节讲得很清楚，我们蒙救赎不是欲能坏的经营嘛，是因着基督的宝血嘛，如同无瑕疵没有玷污的羔羊的血嘛，只有羔羊的血能够赦免洗净我们的罪嘛，怎么能够买赎罪券用钱来减少我们的罪呢？你看看，但是谁敢说不对的？没有人敢说，因为他是教皇。
Yes, 1 Peter tells us that we are redeemed not with corruptible things like gold and silver, but with the blood of the Lamb, spotless and blameless. Then, how can you use money to redeem yourself from sins? This is unreasonable, but nobody dares to say a word.
还有一点，哎呀，也是很可笑的，就是教皇能够鉴定谁是 saints， 谁是圣徒嘛？我想2000年来被他鉴定为圣徒的，大概不会超过100个人，绝对不会超过100个。圣保罗啊，圣彼得啊，圣约翰啊，都是圣的，是他鉴定的。
And something is even more laughable is that only the Pope can evaluate to decide who is a saint. And throughout thousands of years, I'm pretty sure no more than 100 people can be called saints. Maybe St. Paul, St. John, St. Peter.
哥林多前书第一章你去看，第一节，保罗怎么讲？他说奉神旨意蒙召做使徒的，和弟兄所提你写信给在哥林多的教会，就是在基督里成圣蒙召的圣徒 saints。
Yet in 1 Corinthians we read that Paul says Paul called to be an apostle of Jesus Christ through the will of God, and Sosthenes our brother to the church of God which is at Corinth, to those who areSanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints.
光是哥林多一个教会，一个地方就教会，我相信最少有几百个 saints， 因为这个城是一个很大的城。
Since Corinth is a big city, I believe just in the First Corinthian church there must be hundreds of saints.
我想从第一个得救的，一直到主耶稣再来。最后一个得救，数不尽的人啊，千千万万的啊！你去看这个启示录第七章，你就看见了，数不清的这个数目。
Now, from the very first person saved until the time the Lord returns, if you read Revelation 7, you will see the number is simply innumerable. It's simply beyond counting.
感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
2017年大概刚刚是50年嘛，我们庆祝马丁鲁德改教刚刚50年，现在是505年了，对不对？他被神兴起来，感谢神，这个不简单啊，他也是冒着生命的危险预备殉道的，他起来指责教皇95点不合乎真理的。
We thank the Lord that I think it's in 2017, that's the 500th anniversary of Reformation, and now it's 2022. It's not easy, it's not a simple task that Martin Luther rose up and pointed out all the 95 fallacies, all the wrongs of the Catholicism.
他竟然敢起来对抗教皇啊，没有人敢。
Nobody would dare to rise up to oppose the Pope, yet Martin Luther did it.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
我们的主也是马丁路德的拯救的磐石。
Our Lord is also the rock of Martin Luther's salvation.
他不但是彼得的拯救的磐石，他不但是大卫的拯救的磐石，他不但是我们保罗的拯救的磐石，他也是我们马丁路德的拯救的磐石，也是你的拯救的磐石，我的拯救的磐石。
Thank the Lord, our Lord is not only the rock of salvation for Peter, Paul, David, but also for you and me.
彼得到最后也是刚强了起来了嘛。
And we see Peter rose again from his stumbling and became strong.
其实主耶稣早已经预言了，你去看约翰福音二十一章那里一段话，他对彼得怎么讲的？他说我实实在在的告诉你啊，你年轻的时候束上带子随意往来，但是年纪大了呢，你要伸出你的手，人要把你捆绑带到你所不愿意去的地方。这是主耶稣指着他要怎么死来荣耀神说的。
And if we read John chapter 21,The Lord has prophesied regarding Peter's death. There, Lord says that when you're younger, you girded yourself and you walked where you wished. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hands and another will come to gird you up and to take you to where you did not wish. Here, the Lord is speaking of the death that Peter would experience, which will glorify our Lord.
我们知道彼得最后也是殉道的，道钉十字架，我就不仔细讲。有人传说他是道钉十字架，因为他的主是这样定的，他说我不配，把我道钉了。不管怎样，他为着主殉道，他还是个得胜者，是个刚强的。他不是，他是基法，他是保罗，他是石头，他不是救的人，他是一个信造的人。
And we know that Peter eventually is martyred also, and a legend says that he is crucified upside down because Peter thinks he is not worthy of dying the same way as our Lord did. And so we know Peter in the end overcame. He was strong also, and we know that Peter.Was no longer an old creation, but a new man.
我们感谢主，今天我自己也是经历到他是我拯救的磐石。哎呀，我就不仔细讲，稍微提一提。六七十年我在大陆经历了也是多少的风浪，大风大浪，神都带我过去了。
I will just briefly mention my own experience in the 70s in mainland China. The Lord is also my rock of salvation. I have been through so many storms of life, but thank the Lord that with all the afflictions that I went through, He brought me safely out of them all.
我们感谢神。
We thank our God.
最后还有几分钟的时间，不但我你都需要这块拯救的磐石，我们才能够做一个得胜者。最后，教皇自己也需要这块拯救的磐石。
We have only 2 or 3 minutes left. I just want to mention that not only do you and I need this rock of salvation to become overcomers, but even the Pope himself needs it desperately also.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天都不是旧人，我们都应该看见我们在基督里都是个新造的人。
Beloved, we should all see that we're no longer old man, but in Christ we're all new man.
我们感谢主。
We thank our God. We need this rock of salvation.
我刚刚讲的教皇他也需要，他是标准的一个救人，对不对？他是标准。什么叫标准的救人呢？就是自高自大的。我们的救人的特征就是一个骄傲的人，这是撒旦给我们的 DNA 留在我们里面的救人。
Now we know that Pope is the epitome of an old man. What's the characteristics of an old man? That he's full of pride and he's arrogant, and this is the DNA implanted by Satan in us.
我们感谢主，他需要谦卑下来，不然他将来的结局就是流黄火河。
We pray that the Pope himself will humble himself, otherwise his end is just to go to the lake of fire and brimstone.
他把自己就当作一个拯救的磐石一样，大家都要他向他跪拜，大家都要向他欢呼，大家都要向他感恩。你看看一个教皇出来，上千上万的人，哎呀，都在那里赞美，都在那里感谢，都在那里欢呼，甚至有好多人在那里跪下来向教皇敬拜的。教皇呢，当之无愧，伸出手来，大家来闻他的手。哎呀，你看看他有何等的骄傲。
The Pope, if he thinks he is the rock of salvation, and just to see how the people revere him when he comes out, all the people bow down to him, shout joyfully to him, and also give all the grace. They think the Pope deserves all the grace. And the Pope himself think he deserves this all.Just as he stretches out his hands for people to kiss his hands. And we see that this is just an old man's character. He is the epitome of Simon Barjona.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，我们正是为着他们祷告。我觉得这个时间差不多了。
Because of the time restraint, we really need to pray for the Pope and people like him.
刚刚弟兄给我们念的哈巴哥第一章第十二节讲什么？
Habakkuk 1:12, what does the verse tell us our brother just read?
这一段话是讲什么？
What's the passage about?
你我念的时候，他说耶和华我的神，我的圣者啊，你不是从亘古一直到永远的吗？所以我们并不至于死，对不对？然后呢，他又说，你派定他为要刑罚人，磐石啊，你设立他为要整治人。这个他是谁呀？
Here, verse 12 tells us, Are you not from everlasting, O Lord my God, my Holy One? We shall not die. O Lord, you have appointed them for judgment. O Rock, you have marked them for correction. Who are they?
真要兴起加勒底人来嘛，对不对？这个巴比伦起来嘛，审判刑罚谁啊？刑罚以色列人嘛，因为你看这个哈巴哥一开始他就讲了，以色列人犯了这么多罪，行了这么多的不义，神啊，你怎么不去审判这些百姓啊，对不对？现在呢，神回答他了，我要兴起加勒底人来管教来刑罚以色列人。哎呀，哈巴哥一听见里面生气啊，底下一句话我们就不念了。他为什么生气啊？你怎么生气这样巴比伦比我们以色列人还要不义的人来管教我们呢？
God will raise the Chaldeans, the Babylonian Empire, to punish Israelites. As you read Habakkuk from the beginning, Habakkuk is saying that all these sins that Israelites have committed oh God, will you not do anything about this? And then God answered him. God said that I will raise these Chaldeans to punish the Israelites. And Habakkuk could not understand nor accept it. How could you raise so a righteous person worse than Israelites to punish and to correct us?
弟兄姊妹，你去看启示录十七章，最后我们这位假先知，那个宗教的领袖，将来主耶稣来的以前七年嘛，头三年半的基督要利用宗教，因为他知道宗教的那一个势力是最大的，对不对？他要把所有的宗教都合在一起，成为一个统一的教。哎呀，无论是基督教也好，天主教也好，这个东正教也好，无论是犹太教也好，是佛教也好，回教也好，成为一个宗教。
If you read Revelation 17, that toward the end, the false prophet who is the leader of the religion, who will rise up and to unify all the religions of the world, whether it's Catholicism or Eastern Orthodox, Buddhism, and Judaism. There will be this unification of religions in those days. Since there are most people in Catholic Church, so before time, before the Lord comes, nowadays, even when the Lord comes, that the Catholic Church will be the leader of all the religions.
但是三年半一过,
but after 3.5 years,
情况完全不一样。
The whole condition is totally turned.
十七章，启示录十七章。
Revelation 17:5, if you read it.
启示录十七章第五节这一段讲什么？奥秘的巴比人，哎呀，他喝醉了什么？喝醉了圣徒的血，喝醉了为耶稣做见证人的血。这些人是谁啊？当然是教会的基督的基督徒嘛。到那时候有很多殉道的。
And if you continue to read Revelation 17, you will see that the great Babylon drunk of all the blood of the saints, all those who are martyred, all those who bore the testimony of the Lord.
到了第十六节。
And verse 16.
我们看见有火把那个大淫妇，那就是奥秘的大巴比伦城完全烧掉，这个火是谁？那就是敌基督嘛，对不对？敌基督前三年半允许他存在，成为统一教，后三年半他翻脸了，只能敬拜敌基督，不能正敬拜任何的宗教。所以你就看到这个大淫妇被火烧死了，受到了审判，受到了刑罚。所以我再说，教皇应该谦卑下来，正如马太福音所说的，谦卑的人有福了，天国是他们的。
If you continue to read Revelation 17, you see that at the beginning the Antichrist tolerated all this unification of the church, but then the fire would come down to devour the whole system. And so the Pope has to humble himself, just as Matthew 5, chapter 5, verse 1 says, blessed is he who is humble in spirit. The Pope has to humble himself. Otherwise, God would also punish and correct him.
最后我用诗篇89篇两节圣经。
Lastly, Psalm 89, two verses I would use to conclude today's message.
这篇诗篇是以斯拉人以叹的一个诗篇，我们好像没有时间去解释了，谁是以斯拉 以斯拉的以帖这个所写的诗篇呢。
Psalm 89 was written by Ethan the Ezrite. I don't have time to explain who he is.
一共是52节。
There are 52 verses in Psalm 89.
一开始他说，我要歌唱耶和华的慈爱，直到永远。我要用口说说他的信实，直到万代。
I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever.With my mouth will I make known your faithfulness to all generations.
为什么他要这样的歌唱，这样的说神的信实和慈爱呢？
Why is Ethan would say the declare the Lord's mercy and the Lord's faithfulness in such a way?
52节中间的一节圣经，52除二就是第26节，他这么讲的。
And if you divide 52 by 2, that is verse 26. What does he say?
他要称呼我是他的谁啊？是他的神，是他的父，是他拯救的磐石。中间的一节，最重要的一节，看见吗？
He shall cry to me, You are my Father, my God, and the rock of my salvation. This is the most important verse in this Psalm 89.
所以以斯拉以叹他要歌唱耶和华的慈爱直到永远口要说出他的心事也直到万代但愿我们都能够起来歌颂赞美这个拯救的磐石过去的现在的将来的
That's why Ethan the Ezrite would say, I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. With my mouth will I make known your faithfulness to all generations. Let us all rise up and declare and bless the Lord from the who is to come.
正因为62篇五次提到他是拯救我们的 salvation 五次几节圣经五次提到他又是我们的避难所他又是我们的高台弟兄姊妹这样你我才能够做一个得胜者
Just as Psalm 62 mentions salvation 5 times and also mentions that the Lord is our stronghold, our refuge only when you understand this all then you can rise up to become an overcomer
好我们低头祷告
You have bow please, let's pray
亲爱的主以上的话当然不突然反悔
Dear Lord, the above mentioned word may it never return void
当然这些话都是出于你的
May all these words are from you
你的话是灵你的话是生命
Because your word is spirit and life
我们的心要默默无声地转到后你
Our hearts will wait in silence alone for you
主啊我们的拯救都在乎你唯有你是我们力量的磐石唯有你是我们的高台我们并不动摇
Lord, only you are our salvation the rock of our strength our stronghold we shall not be shaken
在这个末世最黑暗最危险最动乱的一个时代
In this end age in this most dangerous and turbulent time
不叫仇敌向我们夸胜。
Do not let the Satan triumph over us.
主啊，我们虽然会跌倒，我们还要起来。
Lord, even though we may stumble and fall, yet we shall rise again.
一人七次跌倒，总必兴起。
Just as the righteous even fall seven times, he shall rise.
虽然我们会在黑暗的里，黑暗的里面，耶和华是我们的光。
Even though we might be in darkness, yet the Lord is our light.
就继续地保守我们，看顾我们，带领我们。
Lord, continue to keep watch over us and lead us.
愿造天地的耶和华在锡安赐福给我们，赐力量给我们，保护我们。
May the God of heaven and earth bless Zion, watch over Zion and protect us.
但愿恩惠、怜悯、平安。多多地归给我们
May grace, mercy, and peace be multiplied to us.
主啊， 感谢你，愿意颂赞荣耀权柄也都归给我们的被杀的羔羊和坐在宝座上的神，直到永永远远。祷告祈求是耶稣基督宝贝的名。
May glory, honor, and blessing be to God and the one who sits on the throne and the Lamb who was slain for us. We pray in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.